Well, as we heard, the Prime Minister announced some mixed results in today's Closing the Gap report, but he also said it was important to celebrate the successes of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The Indigenous Program Manager at the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, Tina Ray, joined me in the World Today studio earlier, and I asked her what she would like to celebrate.
I'd like to celebrate the work that organisations like ours are doing every day. We're doing it without government funding. We're working in some of the most remotest communities across the country, difficult places to get to. I'd also like to celebrate the work that the communities themselves are doing, learning in two languages, often more than two languages, and trying to maintain those as they're learning.
Tell us a little bit about what you do in these remote communities.
Yeah, so the work that our foundation does, we have three core areas. So we have a Book Buzz early literacy program that's about empowering mothers, grandmothers, carers to be the first teachers of their child's life in learning literacy. So in some communities, we have translated books into the local language, so then this can happen in the language that babies and toddlers are familiar with.
How different is that to the situation before you came along?
It varies. In some remote communities, there just are no books around. So it's really difficult when a child enters school for the first time when they're 4 and 5 years old and they've had no exposure to books and reading material.
How important is it that children learn in their own languages as well as in English?
Oh, it's incredibly important, particularly in those early years. You know, they're the most vital years of a child's life when it comes to, you know, learning. So if they're learning in their home language, then they can transfer over to English when it's a time that's more appropriate. To be able to support parents, to be able to provide books, you know, really has a huge impact on a child's whole schooling and life. You know, when a child learns how to read, it's a door that opens for them. You know, it's a whole world of new experiences.
Now, one of the targets that's on track in today's report is the number of Indigenous students completing Year 12. The gap with non-Indigenous students looks like it will be halved by 2020. How significant is an achievement like that?
Oh, look, it's extremely significant, and I think it's very important that we celebrate these types of achievements. But it doesn't mean we stop there. It means we put in more work. We don't want for programs to be pulled away from, you know, these successes. We want more emphasis to be put on them. Just because we see a bit of growth, we want to make sure that those numbers are increasing. We don't want funding to be pulled away from them.
Is that one of the problems in areas like this, that there's a program, it's successful, and then funding is pulled? There's an erratic source of funding?
Yeah, absolutely. And, goalposts change and emphasis on a particular age group or area changes. And it's really alarming and disheartening for kids that are out in these communities that, you know, look up to their older siblings that are achieving, that are doing well, and then all of a sudden when it's their turn to enter that age group, that then all of a sudden the programs are pulled away. So in my experience as a child growing up in government education systems in the Northern Territory, there are often programs that'll get pulled really quickly, or they might only be around for a three-year type of period and then they're gone. So that's challenging.
Your organisation is not funded by the government, as you mentioned. Would you like to have government funding, or at least see public funding of the sort of work that you do?
Look, it's a conversation that we are open to. At the moment, we are autonomous, so we can adjust our programs and according to different communities, because there isn't a one-size-fits-all.
Saying government programs are one-size-fits-all?
They can be, and there's always a fear of programs being cut really quickly.
There is a call from Indigenous people to have more control over how to close the gap. Before you worked for the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, you were a teacher in the Northern Territory. What difference does it make to children to have an Indigenous teacher like you?
Oh, look, I think it's incredibly important. I think just seeing it's a role model for these kids, but also it's someone who understands, you know, what it's like to be an Indigenous person and who has all those connections. I can make a, you know, connection to nearly any Indigenous kid right across the country because of the background that I come from.
The Prime Minister said today that it's important to do things with Aboriginal people, not to them. But do you agree with those comments from Jackie Huggins? And I'll quote her here, that in my working life, she said, I have never seen Aboriginal affairs at such a low point. There is no engagement. There is no respect.
Yeah, that's an interesting comment. We, as the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, we engage with elders in the community before any kind of relationship happens. You know, our programs are culturally sensitive, and the relationship, we give it time to build before any outcomes might even come out of it. So we're not about just going out into a community, implementing program, and then racing out of there. It's a very gentle process. And I think that's what we need to keep in mind, that any kind of program isn't going to, you know, cause results or create results overnight, that, you know, it's a slow, gentle process.
Just a final question. Are you optimistic that we will close the gap?
Look, absolutely. As a nation, we have the capacity to have this gap closed. There are so many organisations like us out there. What we want to do is continue to do what we do. We want to celebrate the work that's been done, and we want to grow those. We also want to form partnerships. We don't want to duplicate programs, so then there's more work that can go into the vast array of communities that are out there.
That's Tina Ray, who is the program manager at the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, speaking to me in the studio.